Can I talk about your offensive line? Apparently they're like two sacks or fewer in 8 or 9 games, like at least since 1998, and run like that for this team. So obviously playing pretty well.
Yeah, no, I think those guys are doing a great job. We got a great coach, or two coaches, I guess, Bob Bostad and Coach Loney. They do an awesome job getting those guys ready, and then those guys take a lot of pride in how we're running the ball and also what they do in pass protection.
Is it hard for a quarterback to deal with all those changes up front, too, or do you just go up there and say there's five guys and you're the five guys? And
you don't really have a whole lot go into your thought process from that standpoint. You know, in an organization, everybody's has a job to do, whether you're the start or beginning of the season or you don't pick up till week 11. But either way, I know those guys are going to go out and they're going to put forth their best effort, and I got a lot of confidence in that group.
Josh, how much fun are you having with so many weapons on offense? Mike Williams was telling us that there's one player where you can either throw to him or Vincent Jackson, and you tell him, you know, whoever can pay me more gets the ball. How much fun are you having with so many options there?
No, we have a lot of fun, but no, as a quarterback, it's great. I mean, you can drop back, and you don't feel like you have to necessarily go somewhere, squeeze a ball in there. I mean, sometimes it's appropriate, but for the most part, you feel like you can progress, and you're going to have winners all over the field.
Donald Penn says he's lobbying for the ball, too. When are you going to score a touchdown?
I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. I'm kind of enjoying watching everybody else score. The dances are quite a bit better than if I were to score.
Josh, what are you seeing out of this Carolina defense since you faced them in the season opener? They're really getting after the passer lately in the last few weeks.
Yeah, no, they've been playing great team D, you know, and I think it starts up front. You know, their front four, pass rush, like you said. I mean, they're getting after it, and they've had a few injuries, but their linebackers are still playing great, and also in the secondary, they're doing an awesome job. So, obviously, we played them. Yeah, we played them earlier, but there are some different faces out there. But not one thing remains. You know, they're still playing with extreme effort. They still have a lot of talent in that defense, and you know, we're gonna have to work this week, give it all we got, like we do every week, try to outperform us from the last week, because we know it's gonna be a challenge going into Carolina.
Josh, part of pass protection goes just, you know, it starts with the offensive line, but you also got backs that are able to chip and tight ends and yourself getting the ball out of your hands. How much, just talk about that whole dynamic that's improved, you know, keeping you clean.
It's just a team effort. You know, it really is. And it's kind of everybody getting more familiar with the offense, you know, and I mean, we've given up a number of sacks this year that I can say are my fault, you know, and getting the ball out, not necessarily waiting on a route, but getting off, checking the ball down, just a number of things that you get better at throughout the year from experience that, you know, and in practice, you know, we drill a lot of stuff, a lot of blitz drills, a lot of work as far as moving forward, getting the ball out, because, and it's been great, because there have been times where we've needed the O-line to protect for 3-4 seconds, and, you know, they've answered the bell, you know, they've stepped up to the challenge and made it happen.
Really feel yourself going through the progressions more quickly, either as a result of your experience in the league or comfort with the offense?
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily that you progress any faster. I'd say it's you're ready for the next picture. You know, you're on one route, and the clock in your head, when you reset, you understand where the next guy is going to be within the offense, and that's huge. You know, it's huge. Where you set your feet, where you're throwing, because a lot of times you just reset and let the ball go right away. And, yeah, being in the offense longer, the more you're in it, the more comfortable you are. And the more comfortable you are, the easier sort of stuff is. And our offensive line is doing a heck of a job.
Josh, can you relate a little bit maybe to what Cam Newton's going through in his second year? I mean, you had a tremendous 2010 adversity last year. He's kind of going through that some this year. Obviously, you don't want to give him advice. He's a competitor. But if you could, hypothetically, what would you say to him?
No, I mean, Cam's a great dude. And, you know, it's something that everybody's got to figure out on their own. You know, his experience is going to be different than mine was last year. Not really a whole lot to say on that. But, I mean, I know he's a fierce competitor. I know he's a guy that's very talented, you know. And he'll, you know, he's going to find a way to make plays. So, I mean, this week, And I play offense, so I'm not really going to see him. But, yeah, as far as that, you know, you just got to prepare. You know, I know our defensive guys aren't thinking for 1 second that guy's going to be down in the dumps on Sunday. So, you know, I'm sure Cam will bounce back, and that was going to be exciting. It's going to be a fun game on Sunday.
Josh, did you lose your voice a little bit in this last game? Did that help you on fourth and one?
Yeah, no, it was funny because we've been working so much on this communication as an offense. And, yeah, no, the fourth and one, my voice kind of cracked a little bit and got a few chuckles out of the O-line. But we converted, so that's all that matters.
That was from trying in practice is where you started?
Yeah, practicing. I mean, the 2 weeks leading up, you know, we're in Minnesota and then Oakland.
Cool.